was an accident?
Who would want to kill Princess Di?
She's so young and so beautiful. Dinner time! Kitty, kitty! Dinner's ready!
What is your name?
Janie. Gates.
And the deceased was your sister?
Her name is Joni. We're twins.
It is my opinion as a forensic psychiatrist that John Forster is a serial psychopath. If allowed to remain a free man in our society, he will rape and murder again.
Will the defendant please rise?
We, the jury, on this day, November 9th, 19... find the defendant John Forster guilty of murder in the first degree.
Jack. Yeah, we got another one.
Oh, no, the same.
Every detail. Right down to the lateral lacerations.
I can assume that last night's crime scene was very much like Force's previous crime scenes. Right?
They totally match, yeah. This might be far-fetched, but what if the perp worked with Forster?
Go with it.
Possibly providing him with a stay of execution or even a new trial.
Gold star, Jeremy. Big gold star. I mean, that's exactly what I think is happening here.
Dr. Graham is a world-renowned expert in forensic psychiatry.
What is forensic psychiatry? I mean, isn't that the same profession that destroyed the McMartins' lives by conjuring up images of child molestation? But none of the charges were ever proved, and the accused, though innocent, were publicly crucified.
Yeah. Hello. Hello?
You have 88 minutes to live.
What?
You know how long 88 minutes can be, don't you? That's 11:45 a.m.
Who's this?
Yeah, I want you to contact our wireless carrier, have them find out who made that last phone call to me.
Jack, I could be more helpful if...
Just do it. Just do it. I need it, all right? Then call me when you get it.
John Forrester was an Eagle Scout, which accounts for his facility with ropes. He also... John Forrester was an Eagle Scout. He also worked in a veterinary office where he had experience using the animal tranquilizer Halothane, which is what he used to subdue his victims.
Halothane? Sorry I'm late, gang. Thank you, Kim.
Which is what he used to subdue his... victims.
Halothane. Sorry I'm late, gang. Thank you, Kim.
Graham can be out there, psychobabbling innocent people into the death chamber. Who's a murderer now, Jack?
This is not about me. This is about the women you raped and tortured and murdered. Women like Joni Cates.
I had nothing to do with her death, and you know
nothing to do with her death. There was an eyewitness, her twin sister, who identified you. She was at the scene and identified you.
She was drugged. And beaten so badly she said she couldn't be sure, but you!
Jack, there's smoke.
We will keep you informed with further developments.
Get her some oxygen.
All right, we got her, sir.
Let's get her outside.
Easy, man. You're gonna be all right.
Funny, it worked in the garage.
Where are you going in such a hurry, Jack? Something upstairs you don't want me to see?
I need time. I need 10 minutes, okay? Here, let's sync up now.
Meet me at my office at the university.
What are you doing? Are you assessing me? Are you looking for a weakness, Dr. Graham?
I'm just wondering, what's next?
With Graham?
She's downstairs.
Graham. Put my attorney on the phone, please.
She's indisposed.
Please put my angel attorney on the phone.
She's dead. It's over, Forster. except for the clock that goes tick-tock, tick-tock. You got 12 hours to live.